Sliding onto the virtual static sofa here onto SER, it's always a pleasure and never a chore to talk to Britt from Spoon. How are you?
I'm good, Barco. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, and it's great to have Lucifer on the sofa with us. Britt, a very different way of launching an album for Spoon. When you think back 5 years ago, you were here in Australia playing shows the week of release of Hot Thoughts.
So yeah, it's a bit different now, right?
That feels so bold, what you did 5 years ago.
Well, you know, we've always loved Australia. It made sense to me. It's one of my favorite places to get to, because I've been to Australia, I think, 10 or 11 times now.
Well, we're missing you this time around, Britt, but we'll still be here when Spoon can make it back. And the pandemic gummed up the works and led to a pretty long gestation period for this record, right? I mean, Texas was hit pretty hard. There was something like a million cases in the first 8 months of the pandemic. So that meant that you had longer to work on this Spoon album?
Yeah, exactly. We thought we were getting close to being finished. And then pandemic hit, and I had tons of time by myself all of a sudden. And so with that time, the thing that made me feel the most normal was writing songs, working on songs. I did a lot of that. And then suddenly we weren't very close to being finished after all, because all those songs needed to be recorded. So it took longer than we would have liked, but I think it made, you know, the record's better for it.
That's what I was wondering. Would you have made a very different record if Lucifer on the Sofa had been finished a while ago? Are you tinkering all that time?
Well, writing songs, yeah. I guess tinkering. Tinkering sounds dangerous. But the goal behind this one was to make a great rock and roll record, one that was about a band playing together, a band playing in a room, and what happens when that happens, as opposed to our last one, which was very pieced together in the studio, a little bit more produced.
And so you were making a band rock and roll record at a time when you couldn't get together in a room to play.
That's the challenge. I mean, we got 4 or 5 months down where we were all in Austin, and it was great. It was a great time, and we got a lot of work done. But then, yeah, something happened, and I couldn't see those guys anymore.
And Britt, in between Spoon albums, you released the Best Of compilation, Everything Hits at Once, in 2019.
Right.
Did assembling that make you think about what works best for Spoon in a song?
Perhaps it did. I haven't thought about that. I mean, I felt like we were reacting against the last one and our experience touring on the last one, because we kept coming up with better versions of the songs that we played live than were on the record. But it was that was another thing that slowed us down, was that greatest hits record. You know, I thought that, you know, what do I got to do? I just put some sequence, some songs, and then it's done. But no, it was a bit more work.
You strike me as someone who probably doesn't look back too much. I was wondering if that gave you pause for thought, doing that compilation.
Yeah, I don't look back. And we've never done like a, you know, one of those tours where you play an old album. I just never wanted to, you know, I would rather work on something new.
And Britt, around that time, you had also embarked on some big scale touring, supporting Beck and Cage the Elephant on a stadium's run. Again, did doing that inform your thoughts about what to do next for Spoon?
I really loved that tour. It was just a great summer where sometimes when you play with bigger bands, it's not a great experience. You can get treated like shit by the situation, but this time it was a really good time. And I felt like the band was really in a good place, like not only personality wise, but the way we were playing. And that's kind of what started this whole idea of going to Austin, making it a rock and roll record, making the record in ways that were a little different from the last few that we made.
It feels like Lucifer on the Sofa would work well in stadiums, you know, big rock gestures.
I don't see why not.
As you mentioned, this is the first album you've recorded completely in Texas for ages. I think it's since Gimme Fiction in 2005.
Yep. The one after, but yeah, the point's the same. Yeah, it's been a while.
And so it wasn't necessarily a COVID thing that you had decided you wanted to stay home and make the record.
Well, and I hadn't been living in Austin, so it was a thing where I moved back to Austin and Alex moved to Texas for the first time. It was all the design.
Does being in Texas put a bit more grit in your oyster?
Maybe, but it was also a thing of, you know, we made the last couple records out in the woods of upstate New York, where this studio where we worked, we would stay there. And there were these little bunk beds that you stay in at the studio, you know, and we're all crowded in a room and alone up there for a month, you know, or weeks at a time. And the place is like, it's about 20 miles from the closest coffee shop. So you feel a bit isolated. And so the idea this time was to come back and have it be a city record, you know?
Have a few more Creature Comforts as well, by the sounds of it.
Yeah. The whole thing, you know, it's just more of a social environment, you know?
And that geography, you've also talked about bands that come out of Texas. You mentioned ZZ Top played a part in some of the sound of this record. You can hear some strutting boogie on that single, The Hardest Cut. I mean, were they a band that you grew up on?
I had some records by them, yeah, but I'd never done a deep dive on ZZ Top like I did. I got to see them in, what was it, about 2019. And then right after I saw them, I saw the documentary on them. And then at that point, I just kind of went out. I got a little nutty, you know. I went bonkers on ZZ Top for a bit, you know. Got all the records. So I think that must have been, it must have done something to the album. I mean, I never know specifically, like, this is an influence or that's an influence, but I was certainly listening to it a lot.
Can you grow a beard, though? That's a question.
Not really. Not much.
Didn't think so.
I have very fine, light hair, so, but you can't see much of it.
And so if you wanted to make more of a live band sounding record then, Rip, when you were making this in Texas, were you all playing live in a room? Was there a lot more spontaneity to Lucifer on the Sofa?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, we did the take you hear of Held is, it was done before we even knew what we were doing. We kind of just played that song as a cover. We could, it's a song that we used to play in the 2000s. It's a cover by Smog. And we played it for about a year, year and a half in our sets, but we hadn't played it since then, and I hadn't thought about it. So we brought it out one day when we were kind of having fun, just to get us in the spirit. And I moved over to bass, and Gerardo moved to guitar, and all of a sudden it was really good. And we said, maybe we should actually record this. So we were kind of just figuring it out as we went, yeah.
So that one was a bit of muscle memory. You had been doing it for a while.
We did, yeah, back in the day, yeah.
That's a hell of a nod to start a Spoon album. It's something relatively new for you to do a cover outside of Don't You Ever. You really don't do covers on your albums. And to also do an artist that's in your circle, you know, you might run into Bill on the road. Have you had feedback from him?
He lives in Austin. So, yeah, I used to see him here all the time. I used to see him at Emo's, and then Emo's closed. But I sent it to him, and he was, you know, I emailed it to him, and he was very sweet. Very short response, but a very sweet response.
I think that's the best reaction you could probably get from him.
Yes, he's a man of few words, except in songs.
And Britt, on the flip side of doing blazing rock songs and covers, a song like Satellite is one of your most open-hearted love songs. Are they the hardest ones to write?
I mean, they can be the most personal ones to write, for sure. That's a song we've been playing since 2014. It's the one that we actually got to play live quite a bit over the years. And we recorded it three times over the years. And finally, this third time, we nailed it. The first two, we just weren't ready, I guess.
There's a real beauty in that line. I see angels above you, but I know I love you more. It's your soft side there, Britt.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I was feeling it. I wrote that song the same time as Inside Out, and it's got some of the same themes and even some of the same lyrics.
When you can do shows, there's going to be couples swaying to that all throughout the crowd. I know. Lighters aloft, it's going to happen.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll look for your face out there.
We might have a listen to a song off of Lucifer on the Sofa now, Britt. We'll play On the Radio, which is about how you revel in what you do. This is your own personal G-up, this song. I was born to do it.
Yeah, well, it's about that, and it's about growing up in Temple, Texas, a small town in Texas, and feeling like once I had a radio, I felt a lot more connected to the outside world, which was a really good thing for my state of mind.
It also wasn't a secret, but before it was mentioned in this song, I never realized your first name was John.
That's right, yeah. That's an old Bo Diddley trick. You know, I like it when people say their own names.
Did you use your middle name, Britt, because it was more rock and roll?
It wasn't my choice, but I was always Britt. I had the same name as my grandfather, and he was John, so maybe that's it.
Okay, well, it's great to have found out a little bit more about you. Record by record, we're getting there, Britt.
Yeah.
We will hopefully see Spoon back down here again one day, fingers crossed, and for now, we'll have a listen to On the Radio from Lucifer on the Sofa. Thank you for the chat, Britt.
Oh, it's really good to talk to you. I hope to get down there soon. Take care.